This is Ozarks at Large. For the past 13 years, customers have been flying out of Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport in Hyphal. Any customer scheduled to fly out at a peak travel time knows that the airport terminals, especially those B gates down the escalator, can get crowded. Beginning next month, there will be more gates and more room to wait for your flight.
The bag claim and airline ticket operations back through here.
Just about the only way to get to the XNA terminal without going through security is to take a tour with Scott Van Lanningham, the executive director of the Northwest Arkansas Airport Authority. Tuesday afternoon, he unlocked a temporary door near the current upstairs gates to reveal what will be, beginning September 1st, the new XNA terminal.
Like I say, it is noticeable. So we're just now entering the new concourse. Like I said, it's just off where the A gates were. A1, 2, and 3 gates go away. They move out to the concourse. There will be 11 new gates. It's a net gain of only 8, and we have the ability to do a 12. But as you enter the new concourse, I mean, it's immediate. We're even talking right now about how we carry this feel and color scheme back into the old existing part of the building.
That feel is a mix of blue and earth tones, colors selected to represent the natural beauty of the region. The floor is polished and stained concrete. The columns have stone facing and a copper patina.
The airport is often the first impression someone has of our region or the last. And the idea is to make that nice. It's not, you know, opulent, but nice.
But the biggest difference is space. Plenty more space. The ticketing and security aspects of XNA will remain familiar, but once ticket holders have gone upstairs, they'll turn right for gates A1 through A11, but not before passing by the first moving sidewalk for an Arkansas airport and an open meeting area.
This will be a park-like setting. We'll have rocking chairs, we'll have planters and landscaping in here, there's special lighting. So we think this will become a place where folks will congregate.
Scott Van Lanningham says most of the airlines that do business in the airport are expected to move to the new gates. He says American has indicated it will move to the first 3 new gates. Delta is readying to take a couple of others. He says other airlines are still taking care of details before they officially move. The original terminal building is about 70,000 square feet. This addition is about 50,000 square feet.
The reason this is so significant is that 70,000 included all of the airline's backroom office space, all of the admin space, all of the TSA space now. So this 50,000 is almost entirely space that the public will see and occupy. So that's why it feels like it's much larger because it is much larger.
The total cost of the new terminal is about $20 million. The project, from initial discussions until the opening on September 1st, has taken about 5 years. The idea, according to Scott Van Lanningham, is to increase the capacity of the airport without affecting ticket costs.
We get something called entitlement grant money from the federal government every year. We pledged our grant money for like 3 or 4 years solely to this project, and then we were able to basically use some airport cash reserves. So it's about 80% federal money, and then the airport picked up the difference. The reason that is important is because we were able to do this without incurring any additional debt. And so the airline's rates and the square footage rate that they pay for the space out here will be the exact same that they are paying for the existing building. So we didn't want to do anything to adversely impact the airline's financial position.
Could this expansion with more gates mean that other airlines that haven't landed planes at XNA previously might consider taking up shop in Hyphal? Scott Van Lanningham says there are, of course, no guarantees, but landing other carriers is a goal for the larger facility.
We've already hired a consultant who's looking at, it's called our bleed, where we're losing customers to. We think it's mostly to Tulsa, but it's not all to Tulsa. And so look at those markets and tell us which low-cost air carriers make the best fit for us. My guess is we will try and go visit with all of them now to say, okay, we've got ticket counter space, we've got gate space. Our numbers continue to tick up slightly. We were up 4% last month. So with this facility Northwest Arkansas has not had it as bad as a lot of other parts of the state or country. And so we think there are still growth opportunities here. We now have the facilities, and we'll attempt to start talking to them about coming in to provide direct service to other locations as well.
Whether future passengers are boarding a plane operated by a new airline or one of those already in residence, travelers will likely notice some smaller upgrades in the new terminal, more electrical outlets, a new restaurant and lounge with an expanded menu, and display cases dedicated to local organizations like the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History or a city like Siloam Springs. Those exhibits will rotate every few months. And the new terminal adds more bathrooms, including family bathrooms. The design team, according to Van Lanningham, tried to think of big improvements and small ones that would make the hours before air travel better. But does much more space, more comfortable chairs, and more bathrooms make a traveler decide to fly from XNA than rather, say, drive?
Probably not. That's going to be more a function of the airline ticket price. That's why I want folks to understand this has no impact on airline ticket prices, good or bad. Unfortunately, what it does do is it gives us the ability to go try and attract a low-cost carrier that brings some competition back to the market. That will have a far bigger impact on the ticket prices and where folks decide to fly.
Scott Van Lanningham says still almost 70% of the people using XNA are business travelers working either with Walmart, Tyson, J.B. Hunt, or the University of Arkansas.
And the business traveler the airlines basically charge a premium to those folks who make those reservations at the last minute. If you are able to plan far enough ahead, if you're flexible and you're willing to travel either the first thing in the morning, or there are still some relatively good deals out of XNA. But if you've got to go to Chicago next Tuesday and come back next Thursday, you pay a premium for that. And that's part of what's killing us in terms of the ticket counter prices. That's probably not, this facility is not going to change that, except it does give us the ability to try and attract a low-cost carrier that could have an impact on that.
After the new terminal is open, there will be more work to be completed. The area where the A gates are now, for example, will require some changes over the next 3 months. But the expanded terminal is scheduled to open at XNA for business on Thursday, September 1st.